From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia was joined by China in vetoing the latest UN Security Council draft resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire in Aleppo. It was designed to allow in humanitarian aid for tens of thousands of trapped civilians, a situation that UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien warned again Monday is growing more acute.
Certainly over 200,000 people remain besieged, and we need to reach them. We know that the last formal food distribution was on the 15th of November, and that people have been eking out what they can. Prices have skyrocketed, so there's a real and severe shortage of foodstuffs.
Russia's Ambassador Vitaly Churkin argued rebels would use the pause to restock ammunition and fortify their positions. Rebel shelling is blamed Monday for killing at least two Russian nurses and eight civilians in the city. Meanwhile, Russia says it will begin talks with the U.S. in Geneva on a rebel pullout from Aleppo as government and allied forces press their offensive. Rebel leaders have refused to leave. A Gambian court freed a senior opposition leader along with 19 other political prisoners pending an appeal of their conviction on unlawful assembly. The decision comes just days after the stunning defeat of longtime incumbent President Yahya Jammeh by real estate developer Adama Barrow. Usainu Darbo heads the United Democratic Party. His wife, Manmuna, called it a new day.
I'm feeling happy. It's a new Gambia. There will be freedom, freedom of expression, respect for human rights and law.
All 19 had been sentenced to 3 years in jail for taking part in a protest in April demanding electoral reform. This is VOA News. The death